But my wife learned that the man on WhatsApp was just scamming her for Steam gift cards after sending him over $1,000. He blocked her. So the guy that she was talking to on WhatsApp that she was all giddy about was scamming her. Oh. You all know why I'm here. The air conditioning is still awful. But today we're going to play the game that you all love playing on this channel, to madurder or to not madurder Reddit stories. These are all on the same theme of opening the marriage. If you want a sneak peek at upcoming Reddit reactions, you can actually join on Patreon, where I'm going to start live streaming every single time I do these, especially if I'm doing them alone. Thought it might be fun to include more people. So join the Patreon. Link is down here. And I think I'm going to open it up to the $5 or maybe the $10 tier. We'll see. Right now it's open to anyone. So go get it now while it's open to anyone, because I might change my mind. Let's get to our first story. Oh, we have somebody in the chat. Hello. Now there's 3 people in. See, this is a fun game to play. Okay, here we go. Am I the a-hole? My wife wanted to open our marriage, but now she regrets it. Hello all. I am writing this today because I need to know if I'm in the wrong here. So my 31 male wife, 28 female, and I have been married for 6 months, and things have slowed down considerably since we've been married. The early part of our marriage was good, but over time she became distant, didn't want to go on dates or have together time anymore, if you know what I mean. Recently, I confronted her about the lack of romance and her overall coldness. She told me that she just wasn't as interested in me anymore, and the novelty of our marriage has worn off. I was devastated to hear this, but I asked if there was anything I could do to help make things interesting for her again. Okay, this is interesting. So the wife says the novelty of getting married has worn off. Like, in sickness and in health, like, did you not think about it before you threw the party? Did you not think about that this is forever? Till death do we part? Sometimes I think people get so caught up in like the celebration and the finesse of it all. And then they're like, oh, I was actually committing to you forever. I kind of changed my mind. Can I unsubscribe? Can we? When it's like, no, you committed to this. What? So anyways, I give OP so far the props for at least like coming forward and being like, hey, what can I do to help this? So good on him. Good on him. Ooh, Remy in the chat says, most times the butterflies are gone during dating. Oh, that's so sad. What do you mean? What do you mean? I feel like the butterflies last for so long with me. I'm always just like, love. Ooh. She said, perhaps opening our marriage could bring back the spark. She admitted to messaging a guy on WhatsApp, and she said that maybe if she was with him too, it might make her feel better. Whoa! Okay, so she's already having an emotional affair? She's already having an emotional affair and just admitted it to you? And you're, yeah, what? Huh? After 6 months of being married, that's some ADHD bullshit. Sorry if you have ADHD, I'm sorry. I reluctantly agreed to save my marriage. Bruh, what were you thinking? It's now been a few months since we decided to open our marriage, and things have been going well for me. You see, I'm a lumberjack, so I advertise on Tinder and Craigslist that I would chop down trees in women's yards and build them outhouses and cabins in exchange for dates. Why do I feel like this story is fake all of a sudden? Or is this that one lumberjack guy on that's gone viral on social media? Is this him? Is this his ad? He's like, listen, I'm on Tinder, y'all. This has led my business to grow and my romantic life to flourish. But my wife learned that the man on WhatsApp was just scamming her for Steam gift cards after sending him over $1,000. He blocked her. So the guy that she was talking to on WhatsApp that she was all giddy about was scamming her. Oh my God. And now she's like, that's it. Closing the marriage. And this guy's like, I'm lumberjacking right now. The brawny man, that's me. I'm brawny man. She now wants to close our marriage again, but I don't want to give up my now advertising for my business or the attention I'm getting. So I told her no. Am I the a-hole? I don't want to divorce my wife, but I don't want to give up on this new life. Edit for context. Sorry, I should have specified. I don't build things for women for free in exchange for dates. I give them money anywhere between a 10 to 20% discount, sometimes 30. Why do I feel like this Reddit story is fake? Why do I feel this is fake? Chat, what do we think? What do we, like Johnny Appleseed, yeah, right? I love the new advertising he does. Do you? Do you? Because, like, would you like it if a girl was, like, advertising her only flapjacks via dating? Do you remember that? Like, quick tangent. Do you remember during the Panini, the great Panini, when we all had to stay home, that there was women making, like, Tinder profiles and, like, dating profiles and then, like, getting people to their flapjack site? You know what I'm talking about. They were getting you to the sites that they were on. Yeah, I never did that. And can I weirdly confess that my dad was my dad was actually like, hey, I don't know if you know, but like there's this girl that I work with that said that she's put her Only Flapjacks link on her like dating profile and she's gotten pretty far with it. I was like, Dad, what? Anyway, shout out to my dad if he watches this episode. Appreciate the advice. Moving on. Definitely feel like this story is fake. Chat is agreeing with me. They think it's fake. I kind of want to read some of the comments. Top comment says, for context, there's a lot of other people with problems like this, but I feel like mine is especially weird. What? Open marriage, but thinks his wife as the other woman. Laugh my ass off. Okay, yeah. I love that the man also clearly hates his wife, but the comments are so hung up on the fact that she initiated the open relationship. It's not a problem that he refuses to divorce her. Despite hating, I don't think the husband hated her. If I got a lady cleaning my house and she gives me a discount if I date him, I'll take it. Chat's like, listen, in this economy, a discount is a discount. Well, I think we all kind of agree that this one might be fake. I don't know. Who knows? Well, good luck to you, OP. I wish there was an update. I wish there was an update. Yeah, nothing. Oh my gosh, this comment. He was a lumberjack. She said she was underjack. Oh, but, you know, the comments on Reddit, they're good. They're juicy. So juicy. Yeah, I think that one's fake. I'm just going to say it's fake. Okay. Am I the a-hole for having too much fun in my open marriage? Define too much fun, sir. Define too much fun. Okay, so I'm a 33-year-old male who is still married to my wife, Joan. Also 33 years old, of 9 years. We have no children and probably won't ever. So, long story short, Joanne cheated on me with an ex and then asked me for an open marriage, and I only did it as a revenge tactic. Revenge? Revenge? I don't know if I like that. Okay. Choice. There's a choice, but sure. Okay. We got to put ourselves in OP's shoes. You know, like imagine you are with someone of 9 years. 9 years is a long time. I don't think I've committed to anything for 9 years. But, oh my gosh. So 9 years, and then you find out your spouse is cheating on you and then wants an open relationship. So then you are like, yeah, to get back. You know, okay. You know, I'm on OP side. Here we go. Continuing. I went out and started fucking around. Oh my God. But then I remembered why my wife was, wait. I remembered why my wife was infertile. I discovered she hit early menopause when she was 21. So that's new. But anyway, she didn't have much luck finding someone new and called me an asshole. I mean, come on. You cheated and asked for an open marriage, so I think I'm being nice because her sister, Amanda, is looking good right now. Whoa! What is happening? This just took a turn. And bro, we gotta learn some punctuation here. That was a really long run-on sentence. Okay, this is getting dirty. This one's real dirty. What state is this coming from? Are we in Sweet Home Alabama? He's trying to get a hold of Sweet Home Amanda. It's bad. Anyways, moving on. That's when she figured out this was all for revenge, and now she wants me to close the relationship. I decided to close the relationship after 6 more months of fun. And since then, my wife has changed her whole fucking attitude. So am I the a-hole? I get a feeling this is a southern state. I'm getting like Sweet Home Alabama. I'm getting like Texas, Tennessee vibes. Am I the only one? Chat. Rim Post goes, as long as it's not his sister. Oh my God. Well, it said because her sister, Amanda, her sister. So I don't think it's his sister. Hang on, there's an edit. Oh no, the edit is bad. The edit is bad. Okay. Edit. Yes, I slept with Amanda and now we have a child on the way. Fuck. Oh my God. OP. Literally OP fucked around and found out. OP was like, I'm gonna fuck around, and then found out. Ugh, this is not good, y'all. This is not good. Top commenter, Peak Penguin says, damn, you went from Amanda looking good to having a baby with her before you could even finish posting. That's impressive. Uh-oh. Wait, was the edit? Oh, interesting. Jerry Springer is on line 3. Oof. Oop, another person. I'll take shit post for $1,000, please, Alex. Yeah, it looks like it's another fake. Man, this is another fake. Beware of what you ask for. Ask hubby for an open marriage. He may grant it. Now he screwed your sister and is having her baby. Ugh. Yeah, I don't like it. So what am I learning so far from Reddit? Maybe don't open up your marriage, or like don't get married, or like just be faithful and be happy. This is getting real dark. It's getting real dark real fast. All right, what else we got? Definitely the South if it's real. Yeah, right. Open marriage is a double-edged sword. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing. You know what we also should do? A Reddit reading reaction to poly relationships, because I find them fascinating. Like, I don't want any part in a poly relationship, but like, I want to read some Reddit stories where it's like gone explosively wrong. So if you find one, you on YouTube or you on Patreon, either or, if you find a really explosive poly story, DM it to me on Instagram, on the Delulu Canoe podcast Instagram. Like, go there. No one ever DMs that page. No one ever DMs them. So go on there, DM some stories, and we'll read them. I'm Awesome says, open marriages lead to the other spouse getting lucky more than the one who asked for it. Right? It's like instant karma. Like, it's crazy how instant it is. I don't know what it is about that, but it do be happening. Moving on. Am I the a-hole for suggesting an open marriage since my husband won't have sex and begs me not to divorce him? Won't do the nice do with you? Won't do the devil's tango with you? Let's dive in. Let's dive in. My husband, 48 male, and I, 46 female, have been married for well over 20 years. Our youngest left the house 8 months ago, so it's just the two of us. It's just the two of us. Anyways, I would have expected for our sex life to get better. I don't have a high schmex drive. Sorry, Chomp, you're going to have to censor a lot of this. I'm so sorry. I don't have a high schmex drive. But once a week or twice a week is good with me. I haven't had schmecks for 6 to 7 months. I've spoken to my husband about this, but he usually doesn't want to do any actual physical schmecksual activities. He just asks me for a toot of the horn downstairs, but doesn't want to give. Oh, I hate that. Ooh, he wants to receive but not give? I don't like that. Throughout our marriage, it was fine, but the last few months have just consisted of this. Ooh, girl. I think therapy. Therapy or leave, because this is rough. I've spoken to him multiple times about this, and the only thing he said is he's tired or that he doesn't feel up for it. Something's going on here. Something's going on here and it ain't good. I don't like it. He's cheating. Chat thinks he's cheating. I think something's going on. Because, like, why else? Like, let's try to guess, okay? Let's try to sleuth. Because we read Reddit a lot here on this channel. If we were to guess what we think is happening, I'm going to guess he's cheating too, chat. The stories are normally reversed. I know, right? Usually the guys are like, I'm not getting enough. And this lady's like, hi, I'd like more, please. interesting. I'm going to guess he's cheating. There's an affair or something, which I hate that that's even a possibility. Or maybe he realized he's asexual or something. Or maybe she's terrible in bed. I don't like it. Okay. Diving back in. It ruined my self-esteem. I'm getting older and I don't look the same as I did years ago. I finally got fed up about this. I was honest. I told him that this is ruining my self-esteem and making me insecure about myself and my age. And he didn't even care. He, whenever everyone gets older, they don't want to have sex as much anymore and just switched the subject. Okay, so that's what he said. OP, actually forgot a couple words there. So he said that when everyone gets older, they just don't want to have schmectual anymore. Okay. So after many attempts of trying to speak to him about this and just brushing it off, I brought up divorce. He begged me to not even bring it up, that he needs me in his life, that we have been together for this long, and there's no point of divorce. I told him that he can't just leave me around with no intimacy and expect me to be fine with it. Yeah. Oh my God. I actually know, and I can't, oh man, I can't out this story right now. I currently can't out this story because it's a little too fresh, but this exact scenario happened to somebody I know. Like, I can't out this, but yeah, this does happen. So, continuing. Oh man, I kind of want to like end the YouTube video and talk to you guys about it on Patreon. Like, I want to spill the tea on this story, but I can't. It's too soon. It's way too soon. But maybe I'll come back to this. Try to remind me in the future. And then maybe I can come back to it once like the dust has settled. But boy, there's some tea there. There's some tea. I told him that he can't just leave me around with no intimacy and expect me to be fine with it. I finally brought up the idea of an open marriage and he immediately refused. He told me he couldn't ever see me with another man. It was back and forth until I just gave up. I don't know if I was just a horrible person for even bringing this up, but I feel miserable here. Am I the a-hole? OP, no, you are not the a-hole, in my opinion. Like, I haven't even read chat yet. I haven't even read the comments yet. You are not the a-hole. Like, the whole, it's not the whole point of being with somebody, but like, the reason we settle down with a partner and you get married obviously is like to cohabitate together, maybe have children, but also because there's like a special type of love that you share, that whether it's like emotional or it's physical or both, like that is like part of the reason like why we get married and why we cohabitate with people. And when your needs aren't being met and you're giving like suggestions, solutions, and he's getting his needs met, you are meeting his needs by blowing his horn. And then he's not giving back, like, time to go, divorce, which I hate jumping to divorce, but like you said it yourself, you're miserable. So let me see. Top comment. You can catch me dead before I put up with a man that asks for a horn blow, but refuses to touch me. That's why it's the top comment. Top comment for a reason. Oh gosh, is there an update? I'm gonna scroll. I would love an update. This is insane. Another comment. 46 is actually so young for him to be giving up on your intimate life. Someone also suggests him checking his testosterone levels. Is there an update? Come on, Reddit. I have a theory he's cheating or something. I don't see an update. Just lots of comments. One commenter is like, stop blowing his horn, stop it, like in all caps. I kind of believe that. That's funny. Stop it, get some help. All right, moving on. These are all really short. I'm kind of surprised, like we're only 20 minutes in. Cheating still seems most likely to me. Yeah, like it's weird that he's like, no, don't get your needs met somewhere else. He's like, no, don't get your needs met somewhere else, but stay and blow my horn. Like, come on, really? I dislike that. Remy in the Patreon chat says, maybe something happened to the husband. He might not care about the horn blow, but hopes it's enough to satisfy her. Yeah, but that's not. I feel like OP would have added if there was some sort of like medical thing. Like, I don't think OP's trying to make him out to be the a-hole. Pardon me, I don't really know. We don't know all the details. Could be even a fake story. We don't even know. We'll never know. Cheating still seems most likely. That's what I was saying. I know my dad lost the drive after certain checkups at the doctor. Oh, no. And no, he was a genie. But this guy's like in his 40s. He's 30. He's 30 years old. He's a 30-year-old man. Okay, 48. So he's almost 50. But I don't know. That doesn't sound right to me. If you didn't know, I Twitch stream every Wednesday and Sunday on a channel on Twitch called Dare Bear Live. You can actually find all the VODs on my YouTube channel, Dare Bear Live, as well. If you are curious, I do that from time to time. And isn't it weird? People don't know I podcast. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Some of y'all are like, I didn't know she does that. Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's crazy. Moving on to the next one. Am I the a-hole for wanting to close my open marriage? My husband, 30 male, and I, 28 female, have been together for over 10 years. About 5 years ago, I asked if he would be interested in opening our marriage. Since we started dating kind of young, I hadn't really gotten the chance to date, and I wanted to experience with other people. I had no intention of leaving my husband. I just wanted to explore. He was a bit hesitant, but agreed. I don't like that. If he's hesitant, that's not a yes. If you can tell that he's hesitant, that's not a yes. You should go to therapy and talk about it. If that's something that you both want. This is already heading down a dark path. Here we go. During the time our relationship was open, I dated two guys, but my husband didn't have much luck. Can't imagine why. I'm not sure if this is because he wasn't trying or just him being unlucky. About 3 years ago, I became pregnant and decided I didn't want the relationship to be open anymore because I wanted us to focus on our family. Do we know who's the baby daddy? This is moving fast. This is moving really, I'm concerned now. I'm concerned. Okay. We had kind of discussed it, but hadn't officially closed it. Kind of discussed it? Why are my eyes watering? Oh my, I'm stressed for you. Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna keep reading. After our son was born around 2022, I became more certain I wanted to close the relationship, but my husband said he didn't want to. I was a bit taken back, but tried to be understanding. He made a remark about being in some sort of hyper-shmer-shmer stage in his life and knew I wasn't feeling quite like myself anymore since the pregnancy. I tried to just accept he wanted to continue to be open. However, I still kind of felt like we should be more focused on our family. I tried kind of dating a guy for a bit, but I just didn't feel the same anymore. And I once again went to my husband asking if he was ready to close the relationship. He said if I wanted to close the relationship now, it would be a problem, which I didn't understand. Uh-oh. So wait, did we confirm that you got pregnant from your husband? We are moving on real fast here without the details. Okay. I asked him if he was seeing someone and he told me no. It seemed a bit odd to me that he would be so adamant about a relationship being open if he wasn't. But once again, I let it go. Okay. After the conversation, I felt kind of like he was trying to punish me because he didn't really want to be in the open relationship when I first suggested it. But I also feel like if he didn't want to, he could have just said no. Girl, but you said he was hesitant. You said he was hesitant. Hesitation followed by a yes doesn't mean yes. Hesitation is the sign that maybe you should back it up and have a conversation. Here we go. However, when I would check in with him, he was just kind of whatever about it. I could see how he was wrong for not closing the relationship then. But at the same time, when I would ask him if he wanted to close the relationship, he would be kind of sarcastic and upon further discussion just say it's fine. So I can see how I should have just taken that as a sign to close the relationship. But I didn't, and I see now how that was selfish. However, I feel like I've been clear that since my pregnancy that I want us to focus on our family. When we didn't have a child, it felt like it didn't matter because we didn't need to be concerned about another person. But now that we have a child, I'm not comfortable or know how to manage an open relationship in a way that will not have detrimental consequences on the children. So for about a year after our son was born, he was adamant about the open relationship continuing, even though I wanted to close it. And I did my best to be understanding, even though I did not like it. This is bad. This is bad. This is when you like start doing therapy. When there's a doubt, it's probably a no. Yeah. Yep. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh boy. Here we go. It's probably going to get worse. He actually started seeing someone about 9 months ago and I didn't like it, but he said he just wanted to have his fun like I did. Okay. Okay, fine, says OP. He told me she would be moving, so it only lasts about 4 months. Fast forward 4 months, and he told me that her plans changed, so she'd still be around for another 4 months. During this time, I learned I was pregnant with our second child, so I really started to feel like I wanted him to be more present and support me through my pregnancy, since we already have a toddler. I once again expressed this, and he told me she'd only be around until January 2025. Now I'm annoyed because I am due October and he's making it seem like it's not a big deal and he wants to continue seeing her when we'll have a newborn and a toddler to care for. Oh, this is bad. This is so bad. I'm stressed for you. Like, did you guys not plan that you wanted to have a family? Did you not, like, have the forethought? Oh my gosh, like... Ooh, I'm stressed. I'm sweating, not only because my air conditioning's out, but I'm sweating for you, OP. This is so much. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Ooh. I told him that it's really not fair that I don't like it because he's repeatedly pushed back the date and it feels like his exploration with the woman is much more emotionally invested than he's leading on. I also worry that January will come and he's going to tell me that she's staying longer. He's talking about only seeing her 2 or 3 times a week once the baby comes, but that seems like too much to me when I'll be healing from delivery and will now have 2 kids under 3. This is a nightmare. Like, girl, look what you got yourself into. Now he's like, listen, he is literally got his sunglasses on. He's drinking his like coconut, like pina colada on the beach, just like, yeah, I'm gonna go see my girlfriend that doesn't have 2 babies. Good luck, wife, that wanted to open the marriage. Good luck. Thank you for all that. Like, do we feel like he's punishing her? Do we think there's actually like a relationship that he's that invested in? I would love for his POV on this. I would love it. I would love it. I would love it. I wish for the Reddit gods to just hear me spitting these truths and to like possess him to come onto Reddit and then write his side, because I would be so curious. I'd be so curious to find out. Anyways, okay, here we go. I definitely feel like he's too emotionally invested and it's starting to feel like he's cheating on me. Girl, you can't say this. You can't call it this. Oh, this is bad. Okay, I know that it sounds ridiculous. Girl, you are ridiculous. You are the definition of ridiculous right now. You asked for this. Oh, because we're technically still open and I feel like he didn't do more exploration in the beginning. It's not fair for me to close the relationship when he seems to be having fun now. However, no one was stopping him from exploring before we had kids, so why now? I told him I can't do this anymore and that I cannot accept him continuing this relationship past September. He told me that it was too bad because he had no intention of ending it. Oh my God! It's getting worse with every paragraph. It's getting worse. Oh my gosh, I'm so stressed for her. Girl, you better go move back with your mom. Or your dad. You got to go move back and get some help. Because two children under 3. Ah, that's a lot. That's a lot, girl. Yep, chat. I'm awesome. Literally says, oh no, OP, you made your bed. Oh, this is bad. This is so bad. Would I be the a-hole if I decided to divorce him? Yeah, you would. You would. You'd be the a-hole. Oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do if I'm no longer comfortable with our relationship being open? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's an edit. Oh my gosh. What do we think Reddit deemed her? Do we think Reddit deemed her the a-hole? I would bet so much money that Reddit deemed her the a-hole. Like, girl, you are the definition. You are the definition of... I'm just fuck around, find out. You're the definition. Like, you win. You open up Urban Dictionary, and this Reddit story is under the words fuck around and find out. Oh, no. Oh, no. Girl, you did this to yourself. You did this to yourself. There's no helping you. I'm so sorry. Here we go. Going into the edit. The overall consensus is that I'm the a-hole. I agree. I appreciate all your comments and suggestions. I just feel guilt at possibly divorcing him. Like you all have said, I did this to myself. So now it almost feels wrong to not accept the consequences. Thanks everyone for your input. Wow. Maturity. Okay. Okay. Second edit. Just a clarification. I did not explain well. We were not married when we opened the relationship. Oh, we got married about 1.5 years after opening the relationship. And honestly, I stopped participating then. I did not get married because I became pregnant. The pregnancy happened months later. Okay, hang on. Let me space this out. So they were not married, right? And they were like, let's open the relationship. He hesitated and was like, okay. Then they got married like almost 2 years into it, like a year and a half. And they were still open. And then they stopped. She stopped participating when they got married. And then homeboy was like, I'm a double down. And then they got pregnant. Do we know the baby is even his? Oh my gosh. Did anybody even ask? Oh no. Top comment. Why the hell do you keep bringing children into this clusterfuck of a relationship? You're the a-hole. Yep. Yep. That is the top comment for a reason. They're probably children from her open relationships and she's not telling us, but the hubby knows it. That could be true. That is interesting. That is a deep, thought there. They didn't say
if the baby's even his. It's probably not his. Because, like, why didn't she say it? This one's a mess. Oh, my gosh.
Divorce. There's no point to continue. He's not interested anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm stressed after that one.
Why get married in the midst of an open relationship?
Yeah. That's wild. She did say our child. Touche. Touche. But that's not enough for me. That's not a paternity test. Test results came back. You are the father. I would love to hear some of that. Y'all remember Maury? That was the weirdest show.
Oh no! The consequences of my own actions. That's also a really great top comment.
60 upvotes. 60. That's a lot. Yikes.
Jinkies, y'all. That one was bad. That one was bad. I don't even know what else to say about that.
All right, last one. Here we go. Everybody ready? Lock in. This is our last story. It's starting to get hot in here. I don't know if you could tell. I think I was sweating for OP in that last one, but I'm definitely getting sweaty. So sweaty. All right. Am I the a-hole for calling out my husband for changing up the rules in our open marriage? There are rules for a reason. Here we go. I, 35 female, am in an open relationship with my husband, 36 male. It was over the summer he mentioned it to me. I wouldn't say I was totally for it, but it took some getting used to. Why is there always one party who's like for it, ready to go, wants to, and then the other person's always like, I guess, like, oh man, I hate it. I hate it already. All right. Now everything is going great, but recently my husband keeps changing the rules. Once I started dating Evan, 45 male, that's when he started acting differently. My husband and I agreed on a don't ask, don't tell policy, but keeps pestering me about the details of our relationship. I give him little here and there's, but never the explicit stuff. Everything positive I mention about Evan, he downplays or critiques.
Oh, he jealous. He's so jealous. He's like, so what did Evan, where did Evan take you to dinner? And you're like, oh, this like 5-star Michelin restaurant. It's so good. And he's like, yeah, that place sucks. The food's not even good. It's overpriced. Like, that place is dumb. Did he pick you up in his car? Yeah, he like picked me up and like opened the door for me. Ah, chivalry is stupid. Like, nobody, like, women love opening doors for themselves. Like, he's just sitting there like creating this scenario. It's, oh man, he's like just trying to make it like not great. I love it. I love petty people when they open the relationships and it just backfires in their face. It's like my favorite Reddit stories. It's just delicious. I love it. It's so delicious. Last week, I planned a date with Evan and asked him to watch the kids. He agreed. He was to get back home by 9, but texted me to say he's doing overtime that night. I was left scrambling for a sitter at the last minute. This isn't the first time he has done this. Don't like that. Luckily, this time I got a hold of a sitter, but I could not stay as long as I was hoping for. Afterward, he acted as if everything was okay. He began policing me when I left the house and began picking my outfits apart, expressing concern about how the neighbors would perceive me. To avoid conflict, I started wearing jackets to cover up before heading out. I used to do this all the time when I went to college because... Little story time about me. I like dressing a certain way. I love it. I love expressing myself. And when I went to college for a year, I went to a community college. I still lived with my dad and my stepmom. And my dad didn't care. But my stepmom, that lady did not like the way that I dressed. And I was going to college. Like, I was 18, 19. Was able to express myself. And so I would wear, like... I would put clothes on that were like frumpy and dumpy. And as soon as I would get in my car and drive to college, I would like at stoplights, like put different pants on and skirts and different cute stuff. Cause I wanted to express myself at college. And weirdly enough, I was wildly popular at college. Why did I say college like that? I was popular, like in high school, not popular at all because I was wearing like hand-me-downs and like not really cute clothing. But as soon as I went to college, I was the most fashionable girl at college. On campus, at a community college. Anyways, moving on. Diving back into the story. It's not about me. I'm so sorry. He began policing me when I left the house. Yep. Oh, wearing jackets before she headed out. Here we go. Then came the issue of Evan dropping me off. He worried that the neighbor was seeing a strange car pull up at night. This forced me to do lunch dates. It wasn't a bother. I would bring my laptop to Evan's and work at his place. However, I preferred the dinner dates because I got a chance to, like, dress up more, which is fair. That's valid. Changing up the time seemed to alleviate some tension, but I still feel like I was compromising too much. He didn't even want me to drive to the dates, but when Evan pays for an Uber or drops me off, it's an issue. It makes no sense. He's mad that Evan's putting in some effort. Ooh. The breaking point was when Evan sent flowers to the house. Ah! Okay, I love this. Okay, Evan. I'm totally here for this. Ah, my husband lost it, claiming it's dangerous for strange men to know our address when we have kids inside. I will say he was right about this. I did drop the ball. However, he insisted that I shouldn't bring home any gifts at all going forward, arguing it violated our don't ask, don't tell rule. Does it violate? I don't think it does. Chat, does that violate? I don't think so. Because, like, I don't know if you're showing up with, like, a vase of flowers. It's up to him to not ask and not her to not tell about it. If you see the flowers on the kitchen table and you know they're not from you, don't ask about it. All right? Did she even give the husband a name? I don't think she did. I even love Evan. I don't even know Evan. He used to joke around about me not getting any chivalry in my open relationships. And now that I'm getting dates, it's a big deal. I asked him if he doesn't take the women he sleeps with out on dates. And he said, no, it's strictly shmr and none of that lovey-dovey BS I'm doing. Why don't you step it up then? She your wife, right? Aren't they married? Are they married? Yeah, they're married. They're married. Step it up then, husband. You mad that Evan bought her a bouquet of flowers? You know what you can do? Buy her a bigger bouquet. You take her on a date. You get the sitter. Women, we're not complicated creatures. It is not hard to figure out what women want. We just want you to have the forethought. We just want you to like think. Just like a little, it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts when it's like, just take yourself out of the equation for a second, okay? And just be like, what is something I could do for my wife, my girlfriend, the girl I'm interested in that would help her out? Like romantically, or like taking out the trash, or like helping with the laundry, or I don't know, setting up like a date. Call the babysitter. Have the babysitter watch the kids. Take your wife on a date. My God. Like, it's not hard. It's not hard. Or be honest. Instead of criticizing Evan. God, I'm getting so mad about this. Instead of criticizing Evan for like, ooh, lovey-dovey. Then step up. You wanted the open relationship. Now you got to stand on it. You wanted this. Step up. Like, it baffles me sometimes. I'm like, how do you, like, we don't want a lot. We just want to be treated like we matter in your life and that you think about the things that we think about. Okay, anyways, I'm sorry. Like, romance isn't hard. This is Sprite, by the way. It's not hard. Or is it Sprite, by the way? It sounds like they both had different thoughts on open marriage. I'm getting super angry for like no reason. The story's probably not even real. The story might be fake. And I'm getting all wound up. I confronted my husband about these rules and he just brushed it off like it was nothing, saying, it's just a respect thing. I was really enjoying this, but now he's sucking the fun out of it all and it just feels highly stressful. Yeah, top comment. Your husband wanted to have a wife and to still sleep with whoever he liked. He didn't want that for you. Come on now, surely you realize that. Not everyone can enjoy with a random one-night strangers. Clearly, that's not her bag, and he should have known that. Or maybe he did know that, which is why he thought it would all fall into place nicely for him. Maybe he thought he could have it all while she was at home, not sleeping with anyone else. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Let me see. So somebody actually asked OP a question, and I think this might be valid. Does your husband actually hook up with other women? Reading between the lines, I wouldn't be surprised if things weren't working out for him. If this is going to work, you can't just agree to don't ask, don't tell and call it a day. Rules have to be in place. If he only wants relationships outside of the marriage without emotional intimacy, that's a fine rule if you agree to it. It's also fine to change the rules after they've been established, but that should be based on a conversation where everyone is on the same page, 100%. He shouldn't be able to change or establish the rules on his own and get mad you haven't been following them. That. Frickin' that. OP replies and says, I think he does. He dresses up on the weekend to go out and comes in late. We both agreed to emotional intimacy /ONS. What does ONS mean? Chat, anyone know? Capital ONS. Oh, one night flings. Yeah. Casual. That was an obvious acronym. Oh my gosh, Dare. Brain. /casual. It's just the nitpicking that's too much. I don't mind having a discussion, but when I'm met with it's not that serious, that's when I get pissed. Yeah. Is there an update? Here we go. An update. Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised that there's an update. Here we go. You guys were right. This was a shit show. I'm not sure where to start, but we are getting a divorce. Oh. Okay. He, in fact, did not change and became way more possessive and controlling while changing the rules. Everything I did was either wrong or inconsiderate. Evan had planned a weekend trip to Cabo to celebrate a new business venture. I asked my husband if he was okay with it weeks in advance. He enthusiastically agreed, mentioning I deserved the trip, even though he told me to make sure I flood his phone with pictures. Okay. I told him I was going to stay with Evan the night before for easier commute. He insisted on taking me to the airport instead, since it was our last night until Tuesday. However, when it was time to leave, He overslept. Of course he did. Despite urging him to get up to the point that I pulled the covers off and turned off the air, he spent an entire hour in the bathroom. Then, to make matters worse, he didn't fill the tank. I told him the evening before I called an Uber, which was another hour late, but luckily I got to enjoy my trip. I let it slide and moved on. Wow, OP, you're a saint. I would have been pissed. Pissed. With somebody who has airport anxiety, don't fuck with me. I have airport anxiety. I will get there 3 hours before my flight, and you can't stop me. I will leave your ass behind. You can stay at home. He wasn't going with, but anyways. Moving on. He became incredibly invasive in my personal relationships. He wanted to know what my life with Evan was like, if he was better, etc. He used to play it off like it's not a big deal to him. Then I caught him snooping through my phone. It was too much. I didn't understand because Evan was no longer the only man I was seeing. OP's got these men. She's got them like on a freaking tennis bracelet. She's like, Evan, Drew. You remember Drew? Drew took me to Paris that one time. Oh, Chase. Oh, Chase is delightful. We always get lunch. You know, like she's got them all on a string. This is crazy. Oh my gosh. That's nuts. I didn't understand because Evan was no longer the only man I was seeing, but Evan triggered him the most. If that wasn't enough, he had his friends over for boys' night. I was getting ready for girls' night. Before I left, he said out loud, "You really gonna leave me to go him in front of his friends?" Whoa. So he like in front of his friends was like, "You gonna go sleep with somebody else? You gonna go do that?" I hate it. The embarrassment and humiliation I felt even typing this. I just sat in my car and cried so much. That's when I knew it was done. He apologized, mentioned he was drunk. I didn't buy it one bit. He has never acted like this. That's crazy. Like, he asked for this. He literally was like, "I want to open the marriage." And then he's mad that you're successful. These stories, man. Oof. This open relationship has left me drained mentally and emotionally, and it wasn't even my idea to begin with. I filed for divorce, but he keeps begging me to reconsider. But I can't. Before anyone comments, I know you told me so. Man. That bums me out. It's like, you don't expect people to be like this, but then something happens. You know, I actually do have a story. I do have a story. I mean, it's not that interesting because we didn't like open the relationship, but I definitely had a very similar sort of story, like way back when I lived in Orlando, where I was dating this guy and he had a problem anytime I would talk to a male coworker. Like, he would want to know about them, who they were. And like, if you know anything about what I did in Orlando, is I was a face character. And I was a predominant face character that appeared next to a very, you know, I was constantly with another male face character kind of thing. And it was such a problem for him and I that, like, obviously it didn't last, it didn't go very far, but like, man, it's crazy, crazy shiza. So yeah, glad to be out of that. Is there another update? Is there another update? I don't think so. What do the comments say? Top comment. He didn't want an open marriage. He wanted your permission to sleep with others while you were not allowed to do the same. But that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, here's another top comment. I'm of the opinion that any relationship that starts out monogamous tends to end up with one person wanting it to be open, ends in them being unhappy and jealous that their partner did connect with others. In effect, they want a license to cheat without sneaking around, but expect their partner to not engage in the same behavior. That is fascinating. Like, let me sit here for a second. Like, I understand that, like, sometimes things get, like, a little monotonous, but, like, you haven't tried everything in the book. Right? Like, I don't think it's possible. I mean, maybe if you're that busy with your partner, but like, there's so many different things you could try, you know, like there's a lot there's a lot of things that you can do to like spice things up a little bit, like taking the person out on dates, like going and like doing a fun event together, buying a fun book with some fun things to try inside the book. Like there's so many different like things, and like it baffles me that like people just want to go straight to like opening the relationship when it's like, if you already start with monogamy, I don't know how you can get to being poly. I don't understand how that happens. Like this OP, or not OP, like this commenter is saying, you kind of have to start with that as the foundation of like, I would like an open relationship, and then go from there. At least that's what Reddit is telling me. I wouldn't know. I've never experienced this. Tell me in the comment section down below if you're in a relationship that started monogamous and you're now poly and it worked out for you, tell me more. Tell me more. I would love to know more about that, because like, it's not impossible, I'm sure, but you just have to have a really good foundation, I would imagine. Like a really good foundation, like no jealousy, none of that. Yeah, that would be very fascinating. I really hope this one does well, because I would love to hear more stories that like maybe Reddit is only bringing out the bad side of this, because that's kind of what Reddit is. Reddit is like the negative cesspool of like when somebody's peeved, they go straight to Reddit, you know, or they go to leave like a bad Yelp review. And maybe I'm alone in that way of thinking. But let me know. I would love to read them. I'll be in the comment section. I truly will be. I'll probably be under my Darewares account by mistake. Because I tend to do that a lot, where I'll go on the Delulu Canoe podcast and then I'll be like, and I'll be going for it. And then I'm like, oh, I'm Darewares. Oopsies, my bad. I run a couple YouTube channels, if you didn't know. If you're just listening on social media or like on any podcast platform, I'm Dare Taylor. I'm a full-time content creator, actress, burlesque performer, a bit of a nerd. A nerd. I'm from the Midwest. I'm originally born and raised in Minnesota. I live in California now. Did I say actress? I can't keep track of all the things. I do so many different things. I run a fitness YouTube channel called One Up Fitness that would love your subscription. It's free. Go subscribe. Where we integrate cosplay into fitness, keeping fitness fun for people that have maybe never worked out before or just looking for some light workouts at home. I run a YouTube channel called Dare Wears, where I used to give fashion advice, but I don't really post on that channel anymore, just because too many people were schmishmerizing me a little too much, at least on that platform. I was really hoping to get like a female audience that would like appreciate fashion, and I just like, you know, didn't go that way. I'm not mad about it. Maybe I'll bring it back, because I do have some ideas for Dare Wears in the future. Just can't afford to do them right now because money's a little tight. Money's tight. I am on the you know, the flapjacks and the OnlyFlans. If you don't know what I'm talking about, DM me on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official, and I can help you find those. So I do some content, you know, that's, you know, I do that. What else do I do? I run this channel, the Delulu Canoe podcast. I basically just started this channel because I wanted to talk about like my interests, like media that I'm watching. I love these Reddit reactions. Oh my gosh, they're so good. Yeah, and then you can see like my acting reel on my Instagram. It's like the blue check mark. My engagement is trash right now on Instagram. My air conditioning is out in my home, so I'm sweating my butt off. But anyways, yeah. What was the point of tangenting into this? I do a bunch of different things. So if you're just listening to this organically because you just stumbled upon this, amazing. Nice to meet you. Would love to meet you. Yeah, and I do cosplay conventions like all the time. So I'm going to a convention coming up here soon. But yeah, so yeah, check me out on all the socials. I never plug my own stuff when I have guests and everything, and I think that's a mistake. I need to stop being so humble. And I have a co-host on the show too, Cosmo. He runs a YouTube channel called The Cosmo Network. I just refuse to let anybody into my home right now because the air conditioning's out and is so hot under these lights. Hopefully by the time y'all are seeing this episode, this should come out in like the later end of July, maybe early August. Hopefully by then, the next episode, we'll be back and we'll have guests. It's so disappointing because I had 3 guests lined up for June. I had 3. So we were going to be like miles ahead on our guesting, and well, no air conditioning, so I wasn't gonna put them through that. But hopefully we'll get them in late July, and then we'll have guests again. Maybe we'll do like a whole August of guests, because I feel bad for the patrons. Yeah, be sure to check out the Patreon. You can hang out with me, and maybe I'll pre in advance schedule these Reddit readings, so that way you guys can come and listen to them in advance. I hope you'll still watch the episode. because they'll be edited together. Shout out to Chompy, who's our editor. Chompy is incredible and amazing. Chompy's basically like moved up into the manager of this channel, basically is like scheduling every single week. I appreciate Chompy so much because I'm running so many things right now. They've really been helping me, like, you know, Chompy's gonna get a fat Christmas bonus check because damn, Chompy's been on it. So anyways, yeah, go check out the Patreon, become a free member. I will probably start putting, like, I'll probably do a couple more free ones, but eventually I might put up a paywall because it'd be cool to get a couple more of you to pay like $5 a month. I understand that's like really stingy sounding, but the money goes a long way in upgrading our gear. Like, I'm telling you, we need a new headset bad, bad. Like, my ears are bleeding. I got to get a new headset. But yeah, and I would love to upgrade our chairs that are in here. Like, the chairs are not the greatest. There's a lot that needs to be upgraded in here. So even if you can't, you know, $5 is just $5. Like, I'm sure you could, like, maybe skip Starbucks once. Instead of getting your grande mocha with extra whip, you could skip it and then you could help us out. It'd be great. Anyways, okay, I'm going to go. Thank you all so much for joining me in the Delulu Canoe. Please send me some really crazy Reddit stories. Send me some. DM them to me on Delulu Canoe Podcast on Instagram. Would love and appreciate your support there. Go follow it while you're there. And then, let's chat in the comment section down below. Okay, bye. Bye. Stay Delulu because it's a Salulu. Bye-bye.